How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse number 42. Here, John has just made a statement in verses 37 through 41 about the miracles and the great ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming to an end, to a climax, in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And John states in verse 37 about the miracles and all the things that the Lord Jesus Christ did, yet sinners believed not on him. The prophecy of Isaiah, as it says here, has been fulfilled in that men naturally are dull of hearing. They naturally are blind. They naturally are dead. They're naturally, their heart is hardened against the things of the Lord. It takes the spiritual enlightenment of God Almighty. It takes the visitation of the Lord for sinners to hear the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and to hear the gospel. And that is God's great work, that sinners believe on him. That's what he answered to them in John chapter 6. I'll just go over here and read that verse to you, where they ask, what is it, what might we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered, John 6:29, answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. That's what sinners are to do, is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ who has been sent. That is the work of God indeed. It's a twofold verse in that that is what God works, is sinners believing in his Son. Because of the great sin, the great depravity, the fall in Adam, our natural desire and pursuit of sin, us naturally knowing nothing but sin and wickedness, naturally being at enmity with God, as the scripture tells us, it is the great work of the Lord. And so John proclaims it as Isaiah did, and he wraps up these verses here in John 12, verse 41. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. And so Isaiah was blessed. You can go read that Old Testament book of that prophet. He was blessed to see the glory of the Lord. And when he saw the glory of the Lord, he saw the weakness, the filth, the infirmity of self, and he saw the greatness of God, and he saw things in seeing the glory of the Lord, he saw things as God sees them. And we don't, that's something that's very scarce in our day, is that religious leaders, generally the people, we consider God to be just like us, to be one of the guys, to be one of our pals. God is not like us. God doesn't think like us. God doesn't operate like us. God Almighty has created us. We are the created. He is the creator. And his ways are far above our ways. His thoughts are far above our thoughts. We need to remember that as we consider and deal with the Lord. And then we pick it up here in verse 42 of John 12. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. So there are those chief rulers, those of the Sanhedrin, if we understand that correctly, those are those 70 elders in Israel. There were those that believed. But because of this threat of the Pharisees, this religious sect of the Jews, these zealots, that had their doctrine and the things that they stood for and their sect that they stood for, because of fear of them, and as we have seen earlier in the scriptures, that the common people were afraid to say anything that was pro the Lord Jesus Christ and against the religious leadership or the Jews, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and so forth. They were afraid to say anything because if anybody confessed Christ, they'd be put. They had the threat on them of being put out of the synagogue. Well, so these chief rulers were subject to that threat. And because of the Pharisees, they did not confess to him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue also. And so they had that fear. For they loved, and here's John's commentary, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Wow, that is a statement. What do you want? Do you want the praise of God? Or do you want the praise of men? They won't ever be found in the same place. Obedience to the Lord is not going to bring the praise of men. Obedience to men is not going to be the praise, is not going to bring the praise of the Lord. They are mutually exclusive. Where are we going to stand? Where are we going to be? May God help us that we would seek the praise of our Lord, our God. And so verse 44 of John 12, Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And of course, they saw the Lord Jesus Christ as a freelancer. They did not appreciate his indication that he is the Son of God. They don't want that. They see that as being blasphemous and that he makes himself equal with God in doing so. But here the Lord Jesus Christ says, he that believeth on me is not believing on me, but believing on him that sent me, the Father. And he that seeth me, verse 45, seeth him that sent me. He's the manifestation of God. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And Jesus is the light. He is the narrow way. And those that will believe and trust in him will be saved, will be illuminated. Those that see Jesus Christ as the Savior of their soul, the forgiver of their sins, the granter of everlasting life, the all in all, everything they need, everything sinners need, if they find that and see that in Christ, they will abide in the light. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Verse 47, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. And we saw this and indicated this in John chapter 5. Judgment has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ, but he didn't come the first time to be judged. When he comes the second time, he will come as judge. He came the first time as Savior, and he says here, he's not saying that he's not going to come at all to judge, but in this time of his life, in his incarnation, he came the first time he came to this earth and was born of his mother and grew up, was a child, a young man, a grown man, and then began his ministry there at about 30 years of age. He came as Savior. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, if you will, the first time, but to save the world. He came as Savior. Verse 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Interesting. Let's read that again. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. I turn over here to Revelation chapter 20, where we see here the great white throne judgment of the damned. They find themselves having been resurrected by the Lord at his call. They find themselves before the great white throne judgment seat of Christ. They have rejected the Lord. They have rejected the gospel. They have rejected the way of the Lord. They have chosen the broad way. That's what they put their stake in. That's what they put their trust in. That's what they have. And here we see them. The devil has been thrown. It's been cast into the lake of fire and brimstone in Revelation 20, verse 10. And in verse 11, it says in Revelation 20, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead," dead souls, dead spiritually, "small and great stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." What is it that's in the books? Jesus says in John chapter 12, verse number 48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." What's written in the books? The word of God, the words of Jesus Christ. And those that'll stand there before the Lord at that great white throne judgment, having rejected the Lord, having rejected his gospel, having rejected his salvation, and having rejected the man, the God-man of salvation, they'll stand there and be judged by their works out of those things written in the books, which is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 13 of Revelation 20 goes on to say, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell," the grave, "were delivered up the dead which were in them," those buried in the ground, "and they were judged every man according to their works, those burned, those whose ashes scattered in the sea, scattered on the mountains, those who have been obliterated by war and fire and bombs and human sacrifice, however, whatever it is that destroyed their bodies, they were resurrected and brought there to the white throne judgment of God and stood before Jesus Christ, and their works were judged out of those books, and written in those books are the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ that he mentions here in John 12, 48. The same shall judge him in the last day. It says in Revelation, we'll finish this chapter here in Revelation 20, "The sea gave up the dead, the death and hell, the earth delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The words of Jesus, the words of God, are that by which men will be judged. And so we come back here to John chapter 12, verse number 49. "For I have not spoken of myself," Jesus says, "but the Father which sent me gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. And whosoever I speak therefore, whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." What is it that Jesus speaks? He says, "Repent of your sins and believe the gospel." He says, "You will not have life because you will not believe in me. If you don't believe that I am he," that is Messiah, "you shall die in your sins." That's what he said. He says, "Walk the narrow way," which is Jesus Christ, "and refuse the broad way," which is certain death. Well, see, their time has passed for now. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.